Welcome to the Pat's Militia Podcast featuring Ryan Kennedy.
That completion is good for another Patriot.
First down.
Your New England Patriots are five-time champions. The podcast for the fans, by the fans.
What's up, Pats Nation? How's everyone doing today? It's Ryan Kennedy, host of the Pats Militia Podcast, and today we're doing another victory cast. These are always great. Friday morning, weekend is upon us, and the Patriots already have a win this week. I mean, yeah, it wasn't the best game. It wasn't the best performance I've ever seen the Patriots play. It was against a team that's not very good, but at the end of the day, a win's a win. I mean, we all kind of expected a win from this. But, I mean, I was hoping it was going to be more of a blowout and Brady would have went off more than he did. But, after all, we won. It was a little close at the end. A lot closer than I thought it would be. But we got the win, 19-14 in Buccaneers. We have a nice 10-day break now, which we'll be able to get it. We'll be able to watch all of our film, get stuff together so we know what improvements to make for the season moving forward, which I think will be huge. I think coming out of this break, we're going to be a much better team and look a lot better. I mean, we got the Jets next, which really isn't that much of a challenge, seeming the roster is pretty weak this year. But this 10-day break is going to be huge. We're going to be able to practice. We're going to be able to get stuff come together and overall just get our team better and ready to take on the rest of the season. So offensive side of the ball, honestly, we played pretty not very good, honestly. It just seems like we couldn't really get stuff going a lot of the game. Like, Brady was just getting hit, like, every play, it seemed. Like, he'd either have to force the ball out and make a weak pass or overthrow it or throw it out, or he'd get sacked. I mean, he got sacked 3 times and he got hit about 14, so that is not good. 40-year-old man should not be getting hit like this. He still threw over 300 yards, so I'm happy about that. Only one touchdown. Unfortunately, he threw his first interception of the season, but it's bound to happen eventually. He also fumbled one because he got hit, but there's no way he could have held that. I mean, he did not see someone coming. They just rushed him, and he didn't have any time. But it frustrates me watching these games because it's Tom Brady. He's the freaking GOAT, and he's 40 years old, and he's just taking hits left and right, all game. They're rushing him, they're blitzing him, and it's just getting past the line very easily. And it's against the Buccaneers. I mean, their defense isn't that good, and their pass rush isn't amazing either. So when we see us play teams against that and allow them to hit Tom Brady that much, it just makes you wonder of how much we got to improve to be able to take on better teams moving forward. So yeah, Brady, he played probably as good as he could, honestly, because he really didn't have much time, but he still made sure we got the win and threw over 300 yards. So I'll take that. No problems there. Yeah, 16 sacks this season on Brady. That's a very large number if you go back and look at any previous stats. I thought our offensive line was bad last year. But last year, he only got 15 sacks in 12 games. And this year, 16 in the first five, which is not looking too hot. We got to pick that up. That's the one thing on offense we got to do. I mean, we didn't have Gronk yesterday, obviously, so we don't really have a tight end because Joy Allen still hasn't really proven himself and has dropped a few passes and just doesn't really look too hot. So we didn't have Gronk yesterday. We still had Cooks, Danny played amazing, and Hogan and White in them. But, yeah, Cooks, he made some great catches, super fast, put up 85 yards, averaging 17 per catch, which is phenomenal. Danny Amendola really stepped up yesterday. He had 8 catches for 77 yards. He should have had 10 catches, but 2 of the catches he had that were deep were called back. So overall, he should have had over 100 yards, but they were called back on just stupid penalties that we just kept getting all game, like offensive holding, offensive pass interference, just holding calls, just ridiculous penalties, undisciplined on offense, just giving up yards, basically. We'd get nice plays. Brady would throw him a nice pass. Danny would hop up and grab it, and then next thing you know, there'd be a flag and be called back. So it was just a waste of a play. Hogan played phenomenal, like always. Can't give this dude enough props. Goes out there every week and puts up solid numbers. I mean, 74 yards and a touchdown. See, he's 5 touchdowns in 5 games. That's very good. Love Hogan. And then we had James White, 57 yards receiving, which is really good. That one catch he had towards the sideline was beautiful. It's amazing that a little receiver like that can make grabs like that. Rushing side of the ball, we actually rushed the ball pretty well. Nice to see a guy named Deion Lewis back out there again. Deion Lewis played great, 53 yards, and he was averaging 7.6 yards a carry. He had that one nice one where he broke it out for 31, but overall, that was really, really nice. I'm glad that Deion is back in the offense because we didn't really see him a few weeks. There was a few rumors that he might get traded for a defensive player. Just a few rumors, nothing really major. But it was nice to see him back out there yesterday, working hard, deking people out, getting big runs, picking them up. And I think he's a huge threat. I mean, I don't really see a reason to get rid of him. I mean, yes, we do need to work on defense, but Deion Lewis has always been a big threat for our offense. Since we got him, we've won most of our games when he started and played. So I think he's a big threat. I mean, you can screen the ball to him, and as you can see, he can break out big runs because he's so fast and shifty. So that's always good to have. Mike Gillisley, 52 yards, averaging 4.3, which is pretty good. He has some good runs, like breaking out. Like, the thing about him is, like, they hand it off to him up the middle, and sometimes he just breaks it for, like, 8 or 9 yards, which is really, really nice. So, I mean, combined with them, they both 105 yards rushing, which isn't bad. I mean, yeah, they share the ball a lot, so I'm pretty convinced if it was just one of them, they would have had over 100. But it was a really good mix-up how they would match him yesterday, which I really liked, giving, like, defenses that new look. Like, oh, we have a lot of good running backs, but we're going to sometimes put in Lewis, sometimes put in Gillisley, sometimes do screens, sometimes do runs to him, and it just kind of fools them because they don't know what to expect, really. Because with Lewis in, I mean, he's such a good receiving back and so fast, it's hard to bring a lot of blitz. Because if you blitz linebackers off of Lewis, then you're probably going to have Lewis open in the flats and be able to throw a little dump to him, and he can turn that up for 10, 15 yards pretty easily because he's so shifty and fast. And if it's one-on-one with him, he can easily deke you out. Another play I liked was that screen pass to Cooks where he just deked that one dude and kind of just burned the sideline. I think he could have got a lot more yards on that. But it's nice that we can do those kind of plays and kind of throw off defenses and mix up our looks. So, yeah, offense, we got 4 field goals. Props to Gostkowski, didn't miss one. So we played very good there. And, it just seems like we'd get stuff going and then we just kind of get stuck. Like, we get a good drive going down the field and then we just couldn't really gain yards. We do like a bad run play, like incompletion, and the penalties were just eating us up. We were just eating ourselves up with these stupid penalties. That's something we got to fix on. Stop letting these penalties keep happening on, especially on offense when we're trying to move the ball down the field, and we will score more points. Defensive side of the ball is looking a lot better. I mean, yeah, we didn't play the best offense in the league, but we were averaging 31 points against us, and we only allowed 14, so that would help the average even out a little more. Devin McCourty had 11 tackles, which can be looked at as good or bad because he's a safety, so he shouldn't be making that many tackles. So that means a lot of balls were a little deep. I mean, either like the screen passes or run plays when he's making those tackles. I mean, he had a few on a blitz, but 11 tackles for him. Patrick Chung played very good yesterday, broke up some big passes. You could tell that he really picked it up this week with Gilmore not playing too hot. And Butler being so-so this year, you saw Chung kind of pick it up in the secondary this week, which was nice. Gilmore also played pretty good, and Butler all around, our cornerbacks played pretty solid. There was a few where DeSean Jackson actually like burned our guys because he's really fast, but luckily Winston overthrew him, which is pretty good. So yeah, overall, I thought our defense just looked a lot better, and that's good. It's finally happened. I mean, yeah, Winston in the first half only had like 130 passing yards, but in the end he kind of got a little more when they were driving down the field. In the end it was like 336, which isn't ideal to let a guy like that get that many yards. But overall, at the end, our defense came up clutch and stopped him. So, I mean, we kind of owe that to our defense because they had the ball with about a minute left, and it was up to our defense to stop him, and they stopped him. So props to them. Played a lot better. I think as the season goes on, we're going to shoot more looks out like we did yesterday. We were playing different formations, different cover two situations, and we're going to be able to, I think we're just going to improve our defense because that's obviously what we need to work on. We got to just work on getting things going on offense and finishing off the drives. I mean, yeah, I'll take those field goals. I mean, that's 12 points worth of field goals. So, I mean, that's pretty good itself. Their points, they help us win. And also, defense side of the ball, just got to stop them. I mean, honestly, they missed two field goals. So, they miss, if they made those, it would have been 20-19. I mean, that doesn't mean that game could, I mean, that game could have ended differently or the same, but they missed two pretty easy field goals. I mean, the one was a little deep, but the other one was at the, from like the 20, and it was completely off. So thank you, Nick Folk, for not making those, because it would have made it a little more stressful watching that game. And if we lost to the Buccaneers, I would not have been a happy person, and so can all the Patriots fans relate. So moving forward, so hopefully the Bills can take a loss this week so we can be at the top of the AFC East. I mean, it doesn't really matter because it's this early. I just like to say that because I'm from Buffalo and I don't like listening to Bills fans and my friends be like, oh, the Bills are in front of the Patriots. So let's hope we can get that back. I have no doubt in 3 or 4 weeks we'll be back at the top of the AFC East and one of the top teams in the AFC. We just got to execute the ball and go down there and score, and defense has really got to step it up. One guy who was nice to see back was Slater. On those punts when he was flying downfield, being right there, the one that got at like the two, it's weird. Like you don't really see how much special teams players really impact games like he does, because like other teams, they don't have that like all star special teams guy who's gonna pin them deep every time. But with Slater, you punt it and he just runs down the field and gets them. He's like Mark Wahlberg in Invincible. That guy just running down the field and just a beast at special teams, stopping him, pinning him back. He's there to make the tackle or touchdown the punt every time. It's amazing. He's a huge impact. I think he has great leadership skills. Obviously, he's been a captain for a while. So seeing him back out there, and you could see he's getting the team motivated, and special teams, he's killer. Can't replace him. Very glad he's back and healthy. Injuries, we gotta get better this week. I mean, yesterday we had Burke head out, we had Rowe out, which is kind of a big hit, and Gronk out with a thigh injury. We didn't even know about the thigh injury till Wednesday. We didn't really hear anything of it on Wednesday. They were like, oh, he might play, he might not. Then like a few hours before the game, they're like, oh, Gronk is not expected to play. I was a little shocked because I just didn't really know that. But I think it's for the best. I mean, we were playing Tampa Bay and we got a 10-day gap between our next game, so they figured rest up Gronk. We don't want him to go out there and work hard, because he works hard every single game, so we don't want to send Gronk out there, work hard, get tackled the wrong way, and risk him being out longer. So overall, I think it was a good idea to sit him out. It's nothing too severe, as I've read, and if you look into it, it's nothing too bad. It's just the thighs a little tight, but he'll be back probably for the Jets game, and we should be good, and we should kill the Jets. Because the Jets don't really have any good players, honestly. So that's what I thought of the game. I thought we could have improved a lot, but at the end of the day, a win's a win, and I'll take it. And so should all you guys, Pats Nation. We're 3-2, two losses, not looking pretty, but hey, it's only two losses. We've go 14-2 a lot of years and end up winning the Super Bowl, so I'm really not too worried. This is the fifth game of the season. As the season goes, we're just going to get better because our coaching staff is amazing. McDaniels, Patricia, and Belichick, they're amazing. So they know how to fix these kind of mistakes, like as we saw yesterday. Like our defensive mistakes we made were kind of fixed, besides towards the end a little, because we were just slipping up. So we got to get conditioned to be able to fight out hard defensive all game. So now we're going to turn it over to Twitter, and we're going to take some of your guys' questions. Every week, we're going to, for the post-game shows, we're going to try to have you guys tweet in some questions, and we're going to read them off and answer them on here. The first question this week, it's a good one. It's from Pete at P. Wells. He basically asked opinion on the white color rush. He wants to see that look once or twice a year. It's fresh. Great question, Pete. I honestly love those. It reminded me of the AFL throwback ones we use, the all-white ones. I mean, I obviously like those a little more, but I thought they looked super fresh. Like Brady and the all white, it was just like a super clean and crisp look. The pants went together with the jerseys. I wouldn't mind if that was our regular home jerseys, because I really liked it. That was probably one of my favorite uniforms since, obviously, the red ones. I like the blue color rush too, but I thought the white were a lot cleaner and pretty badass overall. So I definitely like those a lot. I really do hope we break them out a lot more, but once again, who knows? We'll probably just use him for the color rush, and that's all. Salo Reese at Excelorious asked me, do you really believe that we can reach the Super Bowl this season? That's a great question there. I think it's possible, obviously, because I'm a diehard Patriots fan. And I have a lot of faith in this team every year, and I think we can do it. I mean, AFC teams, there's none that are like, the only really standout team is the Chiefs. And as we've seen the last few years, they're just not really a strong playoff team. They usually get eliminated pretty soon in the playoffs or are like hit and miss. So I think it's going to come down to like us and the Chiefs, AFC Championship, and I think we'll be able to get revenge on them because they're just not as strong as a playoff team as we are. AFC, I mean, we also have the Raiders and Broncos, but they haven't been playing. They haven't been playing spectacular. They've lost some games against teams who you usually don't look at amazing. So neither of those teams I look at like stellar. Kansas City, I obviously look at pretty good because they've been playing very good in that first game against us. They have improved a lot this year. And their running backs, Kareem Hunt and Tyreek Hill, they're both phenomenal players, very fast. So I think it's going to come down to us and them. And I think overall we will be able to take them out in that game. And I hope that. The Magic Conch Shell at CBB7070. With how much Gronk is getting hurt, would it be better to trade him? I will never, ever think trading Gronk is a good idea. This is a tight end that the NFL has never seen before. He's on pace to break pretty much every tight end record if he just stays healthy. We can't give him up to a team because that will come back to haunt us. It's Gronk. Like, he's got to stay on the Patriots. He's amazing. He's like the soul of the Patriots, and he's so funny, and he's such a good dude. And on the football field, he's amazing. You can't replace Gronk ever. There's no one like him who the NFL has ever seen, someone like that big, that muscular, that good at catching balls. And I don't think the Patriots will trade him. I don't think he wants to be traded because, as you can see, he has been a big threat to this team. And when we have him, it's so hard to cover him because we have all these good receivers like Cooks, Hogan, Danny that you got to cover. You got to cover our running backs. And then you throw Gronk in the mix up, the defense is just like all over the place, and someone's bound to be open if you give Brady enough time. So I do not think that we should ever trade Gronk. I hope we don't. And that's all. This person on Instagram, juiceup.10, they said, who's the best running back we have right now in your opinion? Situational, I would say Gillislee. I mean, he's been consistent week to week. Besides one game where he didn't do that good, but he didn't get that many looks. I mean, I've seen him. He's been breaking out pretty big runs, taking down the field. I mean, just taking, like, short yard runs and just kind of piling up the middle and taking it. Obviously, receiving-wise, James White is the best. So, Gillislee's obviously probably the best rusher stats-wise. I mean, Deion Lewis improved this week, but he also got more looks. So, if he gets more looks, he could be right there with Gillislee at the top running back. But receiving-wise, it's definitely James White because James White has been getting amazing catches. mprovo0429 on Instagram asks if Brady will survive the season. It's a good question. I hope so. It's kind of ridiculous how much he's getting hit, and it really hurts. I really, really hope that he's okay. And, I mean, he's got to be sore today. He's getting smacked. I think he's going to survive. His diet regime is very good. He stays healthy, and he's on top of the health stuff, and he's on top of the conditioning. He's been taking hits for so many years that he kind of just adjusted to it. But our offensive line just got to pick it up, or it's not going to look pretty. So thanks for the questions, guys. I appreciate you guys reaching out. To all the listeners, thank you very much for joining this Pat's Militia Podcast Victory Cast Week Number 5 win. Next week, Jets. I try to do a pre-show for that. I appreciate you guys all reaching out. So have a great weekend, everybody. Going into the weekend with the Patriots win Sunday, we got some games going. 4 o'clock game, we got Cowboys and Packers, which is going to be a great game because it always is. So just chill out, watch some football this weekend. Just appreciate that the Patriots won. It might not have been the prettiest win in the world, but a win's a win at the end of the day. Patriots are 3-2. We got a lot to improve on, and I don't see us losing many more games if we just keep improving week to week as we see. So take it easy, Pats Nation, and thank you for listening to the Pats Motion Podcast, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Pat's Militia Podcast.